September 7th, Perkin Warbeck tries to win the crown of England. On this day, in 1497, the impostor Perkin Warbeck declared himself King Richard IV of England and entered Exeter with an army of 6,000 men. English King Henry VII sent an army to confront him, and Warbeck duly surrendered. He was taken to the Tower of London, but treated well after he confessed to being an impostor from Flanders who had learnt English in Ireland. However, after he tried unsuccessfully to escape, he was taken to Tyburn and hanged. Perkin Warbeck had claimed that he was Richard Plantagenet, son of Edward IV, one of the two princes in the Tower, rumoured to have been murdered by Richard III of ill repute. Shakespeare put it very well: a king can never relax. Here is Henry IV. How many thousand of my poorest subjects are at this hour asleep? O sleep, O gentle sleep, nature's soft nurse, how have I frighted thee, that thou no more will weigh my eyelids down and steep my senses in forgetfulness? Wilt thou, upon the high and giddy mast, seal up the shipboy's eyes and rock his brains in cradle of the rude imperious surge, and in the visitation of the winds, who take the ruffian billows by the top, curling their monstrous heads and hanging them with deafening clamour in the slippery clouds, that with the hurly death itself awakes? Canst thou, O partial sleep, give thy repose to the wet sea-boy in an hour so rude, and in the calmest and most stillest night, with all appliances and means to boot, deny it to a king? Then, happy low, lie down. Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown. Today I give thanks for the blessing of untroubled sleep that comes from an easy conscience.